right, peace, y'all. What's popping, man? What's popping? Here with another live today. I got some information to show y'all. So make sure y'all tap in, man. Salute to everybody that joined the Patreon. We just dropped this video today. You know what I'm saying? Y'all been asking me to do a video on Nas. I finally got that done for y'all. It's available on Patreon right now. Make sure y'all hit the link in the description. You know what I'm saying? And also, they got Controlling Us Through Tech, man. Controlling Us Through Tech, the force of the new age agenda. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. There's a lot of valuable information up there. I was able to share with y'all. I'm gonna drop a video for y'all tomorrow too on the Patreon. Salute to everybody that joined, man. Let me get this off the screen. Salute Joe Kent, Kyoko, what's going on? Don Prototype, J Monster Beats, EOS, Traquan Smith, 55 Felicia Day, PJ Allen, New Age, Elijah Gian, Vinny Espy, Zenith, Annihilism, Mr. Blanco, Kenny Sniffy Jr. Who else? Miram Aaliyah, what's going on? Jose Munoz, Malik, Montana 800, Kenny Sniffy Jr., Christine Grant, what's popping? James Swanko, what's going on? Lover Girl, what's going on? All right, Philip C, I see you. Jaden Santiago, what's going on? All right, so I got some stuff to show y'all today, man. Some crazy, crazy stuff. This live is gonna be very informative. I definitely going to share with y'all some stuff, and salute to everybody that catches the replay. You know what I'm saying? Y'all greatly appreciate it. If y'all hit the like button, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate everybody that keeps me in the algorithm, for sure, for sure. Alright, so now I don't want to keep beating the dead horse when I talk about stuff like this, but it's very important. We're going to talk about the mark of the beast. Now, I did videos on this previously, but now it's getting serious. Like, these people are really pushing it to the limit. You get what I'm saying? And I want to focus mainly on this. You know what I'm saying? Mainly on the mark of the beast. Now, we're going to start with the Bible first. Now, you know, like I tell y'all all the time, I've never fully read the Bible. You get what I'm saying? Like, all the way through, I've never read it, which I do need to get on and start doing. You know what I'm saying? But a guy had recently showed that there are different versions of the Bible. Now, a lot of people may say this, like, yo, the Bible has been tampered with. You know, they have switched certain things, you know, and even down to the older versions of the Bible, you know, which are very hard to get. But I'm going to show y'all this clip of this guy here, and he basically explains how there's a difference in the wording, you know what I'm saying, in different Bibles. And then we're going to talk about, you know, the mark of the beast, because this all plays into it as well. Salute to everybody on the check-in, man.
All right, y'all, we're going to fix this fair and square, okay? These are all Bibles. They're all different Bibles. This is a 1611 King James. This is a King James. This is an Amplified. This is a New Living Translation. And this is a New King James. And I also got two more King James right there. Ask me why I have so many Bibles? Well, because I love the Lord. That's why. All right, so we're going to start with this Amplified right here. On Revelation 13, verse 16 says, on the New Living Translation, on even the New King James, on. Now you go over to the King James, and it's in, and it's in and in. Now the 1611, just for proof, the 1611, right here, very old Bible, in. That's why you guys are walking around thinking that's going to be a freaking tattoo stamped on your forehead and arm. It's in your body, guys. It's not on the outer skin, it's going to be something inside you. Think about that.
Now, y'all see how they play word semantics, right? Salute to Money Green. Thank you, man. I pray that you be blessed. Thank you, Money Green. He sent me a donation. He said, yo, keep exposing the truth. I most definitely will, man. Thank you to everybody that contributes to this channel, man. Y'all help this channel grow. If it wasn't for y'all, I probably would be messed up out here and left this truth-telling stuff alone. You get what I'm saying? But salute to everybody that donates, man. I pray the Most High continues to bless y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Word. Now, what he showed was actually important, because it's all about the wording, in my opinion. It's all about the way things are worded. Now, if you're reading the Bible and you reading it and it says on your right hand or on your forehead, you would assume that they're going to be using things like barcodes or QR scans. And we're going to talk about QR scans also, how that's actually coming into play too. And it's not for a good thing. Now, the reason why the word game, all right, is very important is because they can manipulate certain things. Now, we don't know how this chip or this mark is going to portray. Some people are saying it may have possibly been the jab. Some people are saying that it may be RFID chips. We don't really know, right? All we can do is expect for these things to actually come into play. Now, the people that actually run this world, all right, the people that run this world want control. All right, they want control, and it's getting to the point where now we're starting to see a lot of things. People are waking up. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, he said, I've been Island Drifter was popping. He said, I've been on this channel since the wood paneling on the wall. Keep going. As always, man. H. Leland, what's popping? Thank you for the super chat. Jay, what's the name of your other YouTube channel? I'm gonna keep that low key for the people that know what the channel is, just because I don't have trolls over there. You know what I'm saying? I don't have people that flag the channel, you know, and flag the videos and stuff like that. So I keep it real low key for that specific reason. But if you find it, you know what I'm saying, salute to you, man. Appreciate everybody that subs to the second channel, man. Jay, please speak louder or closer to the mic. New Testament is false, so Revelation is not a prophecy from the Most High Yahweh. That's a good point. That is a good point. So with like, now here's the thing. I agree with what Daniel Jacob said. Like, if you got the Old Testament that has different scriptures in it, then you have the New Testament that has, like I said, been remixed, and a lot of things have been taken out of context in the New Testament. But we got to pay attention. This is standard. This is standard for a lot of people in power. Now, whether these people are using the Bible to cast out spells on the general public, or the Bible is actually a prophecy, we can't ignore the facts. You know what I'm saying? We can't ignore the facts. Salute to Flashy Murdy. Thank you for the super chat. He said, keep doing your thing, Jay, as always. Yeah, Montana 800 said, I definitely know the other channel. Yeah, I keep it low key because I don't want you know, unwanted people over there. You know, I kind of give people a personal side of me on that channel. So, you know, if y'all find the channel, man, salute to y'all. You know what I mean? But I like it. I like the numbers real low like that over there, and not a lot of trolls. You know what I'm saying? I could speak my mind without being flagged or hurting people's feelings. This channel over here is like, it's like NBC or Fox or something. It's one of those type of channels, man. I don't know. Yeah, they saying, I don't know. Yeah, they saying 666 killer. What's up, Jay? Keep doing what you do. All right, so now let's talk about the people that run this world real quick. Now, we already know that the music industry, Hollywood, politicians, all of these individuals, corporations, all of these things are ran by Satanists, all right? But I want to show y'all something and how all of this stuff is connected. It's kind of crazy how a lot of this stuff is connected. But check this out, y'all.
The world might actually be run by demons. At almost every major city, there is symbolism for Lucifer. The United Nations headquarters is located at 666 United Nations Plaza, where there is tons of demonic symbolism such as this end times beast. In the Bible, it says 200 fallen angels descended at Mount Hermon, and the UN just happens to have a base.
Now, the fact that salute to Eli, he said, for love, man, appreciate you. He said, don't stop what you're doing. Thank you, Eli, man. I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Thank you, man. This show is sponsored by Eli today, man. May the Most High bless you and continue to bless you, brother. Thank you, man. I appreciate you so much, bro. You know what I'm saying? That means a lot to me, man. For real, for real. Thank you to everybody that sends donations and Cash Apps or PayPal or even joins the Patreon, man. Now, they said most of the public is blind to the truth. That is true. And the thing is that, you know, a lot of these things are hidden in plain sight. You know, like, who would have thought that the UN building would be addressed at 666 whatever street, right? But, you know, the correlation with a lot of these things, these deities that they have outside of these places, you know, it's kind of, you know, letting people know what's really going on. You know, I did a live a couple of years ago, and I spoke about how the family court building in New York City actually has Medusa outside in the front, but she's positioned as like an evil deity, right? So, you know, when you look at certain statues or certain monuments that, you know, just randomly are built and pop up in your, you know, your city or your town, you know, you got to pay very close attention to that stuff because, you know, believe it or not, a lot of these things carry energy. And we can't understand why certain crimes and things of that nature take place in certain areas because of these specific statues. You get what I'm saying? So it all makes sense. It all makes sense. Keep revealing the truth. We rock with you, bro. Salute the Philly P215. Thank you, man. Yeah, the truth is stranger than fiction, Flashy Murdy said. That's a fact. Kenny Sniffy Jr. said, whoever keeps his laws, statutes, and commandments. Whoever keeps his laws, statutes, and commandments. There's a reason why they have all of these things in play. Now, y'all remember a few years ago, I think the Georgia Guidestones was destroyed. And a lot of these people that I guess they belong to the Vatican, I'm not sure. I'm drawing a blank real quick. But they had redid the commandments. They redid them. Now, I don't understand the point of that. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand the point of it, but they have a reason for it. Now, I want to show y'all something that's important real quick. Maybe I can get this up on the screen real quick. And we have to be careful, y'all. We have to be very careful of the things that we partake in. Now, here goes. So, yeah. So, this picture right here, right, has been circulating on the internet. This is not a real photo. This is not a real photo at all. This is the crazy thing about this new tech here. Now, if you glancing across this, it may look like it's real, right? But certain things that you could tell are not right, like the eyeballs of the people, you know what I'm saying? It's certain things that you know is not right. Now, I had played the video about the orange man, and he was saying he wanted to be an advocate of, you know, the new laws and all of this stuff, right? I found out a few days after I posted the video that it was not it was not real. Like, he wasn't really talking. It was something like this picture here. It just, you know, you gotta just use discernment these days. You know what I'm saying? You gotta use discernment these days. Yeah, yo, my dude, I'm trying to hit you. How do I go about it, Shabazz? You can hit me on the line, man, on the phone number. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick for y'all that are interested in reaching out. Hold on, let me see. Let me see if I can pull this up real quick for y'all. Yeah, it's not showing. But yeah, if you go to my channel, all my information to contact me should be in there. You know what I'm saying? Either you could send an email, whatever, at jaymarv155@gmail.com, and I get back to y'all, man. They said deep fakes, yeah. I don't know, man. It's getting kind of weird and sketchy with a lot of this stuff, man. You know, you know, the further we go into this new technology, it's going to be even more crazier. Now, I want to talk about something important. I mentioned QR codes and barcodes earlier, right? But now it's getting serious. So people in Canada are in outrage because in order to leave or enter Canada, all right, everyone will have to actually possess a QR code. Now, how they want this QR code handled with individuals, I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they want it on your phone or whatever, but they basically are tracking all people and all individuals over in Canada. Now, I'm going to show y'all what this lady said, and then we're going to talk about the importance of why this stuff needs to be taken away, in my opinion.
So for those of you who are on social media, I'm sure you've seen the post that's gone viral about Madalena Island getting QR codes in order to leave. And if you don't get your QR code, you will be fined. Guess what, guys? That's the very first QR code prison here in Canada. And it is going to sweep the nation faster than you can think if people don't stand up and take a stand against these QR codes. It's not happening in your town yet, but it most certainly will be. We know the government's expropriating land from farmers all over the place. We know that they are trying to make military presence a normality. So it's only a matter of time before you are trading away your information, your private information in a QR code in order to leave your town or city so that you can go to work, shop, get an education, or just plain out visit and travel this amazing country. Time to stand up and wake up and use your voice.
Now, the crazy part about this is that how can you monitor and we already being tracked. Let's be honest here. You know, when you go to the airport, prime example, you go to an airport, they scan the back of your ID, right? But the fact that you have to have these things, you know, you can use a passport, you know what I'm saying? But the fact that you have to have this QR code is kind of sketchy to me. To leave, to visit, to even shop, it's like, why is this mandatory? You know what I'm saying? Why is this being mandatory to the human race? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. And the only thing that I could think of would be the mark of the beast. See, this whole mark of the beast thing is not just a chip in your forehead or your hand, right? It's not just that. It all derives on control. Now, I've heard stories by people like William Cooper back in the day, where he mentioned that in these chips that will be implanted in all human beings, they will have what you would call kill switches, where you don't comply with certain things. You basically can be turned off. You get what I'm saying? And I'm not sure if that is a fact. Like, I'm not really sure that's a fact. I mean, it sounds kind of crazy. Don't get me wrong. It sounds crazy. But at the same time, when you think about it, it wouldn't be far-fetched. If they want to control us by way of having everyone implanted, things like technology, things like RFIDs and QR codes, things like this would be important for them, because now it takes away our free will. It takes away our human rights. You know, every single day, you have people in power that are working harder and harder to remove our constitutional rights. This is why things like freedom of speech has been an issue in the past couple of years. The rights to bear arms is now becoming an issue. There's no specific reason that that these things are happening right before our eyes. No specific reason. You know what I'm saying? Billy Bassett said all livestock must be tagged. Yeah. Isolation, lockdown. This is what I believe too. You know, and when we take a look at certain things, like the people that they've been bringing over here, and no shade to them, man, like no shade to them, but the people that have been coming over here, and they've been getting more rights than actual Americans, right? I truly believe that they're going to be the ones placed in a lot of these camps, and they will be what we consider the new military. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a different world. I'm already seeing this stuff take place in New York right now. Like, I've never seen a police force in my entire life that literally is majority of non-Americans. Like, no shade, but the police are not American out here. You know what I'm saying? You have some Hispanic, you have some of the Hindu culture, you have some of the West Indian culture, but back in the day when I was coming up, it was mainly Italians and Irish. And, you know, you would have a few African-Americans here and there and some Puerto Ricans. But, you know, now it's to the point where you can't really identify who's who. All right. Now, the lady spoke on QR codes. I just want to show y'all this real quick, right? This is kind of crazy. Let me get y'all off the screen. So, out there, over there, in the communist country, I'll just say that, they're going from door to door to install these QR codes on citizens' homes. So everyone can instantly check the homeowner's social credit score by scanning this QR code. Now, they said this is dangerous. It encourages people to treat their neighbors with low social credit scores as subhuman. Now, what would be the reason for this? You get what I'm saying? Like, what would be the reason you would want to do this? Unless there's a, you know, an individual that, you know, wants to control certain things. You know what I'm saying? And now, I'll be honest with y'all, with all due respect, they're saying that these people have invaded over here. All right, now nobody's really speaking about this, but they're saying that their military has been spotted over here. And when I say over here, I'm talking about America. A lot of people are not talking about this right now, and it's going to be very difficult for you to find this news. But I'd rather not show it on the channel, you know what I'm saying, just for the sake of keeping things clean. Turn the music off, bro. No. Sinead Dene, what's poppin'? She said, I'm about to freestyle. Angel of Death type door tagging. Yeah, music too loud. Oh, they said the music was too loud. All right, so what I do is listen. I play it again for y'all. I play it again. Let me get that off. All right, bet. So, Yeah, this is kind of weird to me. I'm not gonna lie. Like this is weird to me. Why are y'all putting? They said these people are going from door to door to install QR codes on citizens' homes so everyone can instantly check the homeowner's social credit score by scanning this QR code. Now, this whole concept of this social credit score, excuse me, y'all. This whole concept is basically being done, all right, all over, whether you know it or not. A lot of new technology, like we have facial recognition on these cameras out here. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like they've already been pushing this to the point where people are not even noticing it. And some places, like I want to say that is. Oh man, is that Wisconsin? Yeah, I believe Wisconsin. Wisconsin or Milwaukee, somewhere over there, right? They have actual stores that are using this facial recognition where it's not letting people in the store. All right, so if you're accused of shoplifting or things of that nature, you won't be able to get in these stores. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, some people may say, yo, that's the way new technology is, man. It is what it is. Yeah, Big B said no privacy at all. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. J Monster B said, I cough when you cough. I don't know what's going on, but it's weird right now. Like, I don't know. My voice has been real hoarse for the past couple days. So, yeah, I'm just chilling, taking it easy. Yeah, they said you could put your ID or driver's license in your Apple wallet. This is too much now. Yeah. And they'll say that it's for convenience. That's what they're gonna use. It's for convenience. You know what I'm saying? But I don't really trust a lot of that stuff, honestly. You know, facial IDs and, you know, using certain things. I'm not really an advocate of that. You know what I mean? Like fingerprints and stuff like that. You know, to me, I just feel like when you're giving these people too much leeway or too much, exposure or acceptance in your private life, you know, things that belong to you that are sacred, right? Like your DNA, you know what I'm saying? Like things like that should really be taken seriously, you know, Aaron said, yeah, they playing with the air quality. Yeah, that's true talk too. I ain't gonna lie. Sucker Free was popping. Yeah, Oliver Young, that's a fact. Listen, let me say this, man. The fact that you're gonna have people literally telling on each other, right, to basically up their score, you know, to be rewarded, it's wild. Now let me show y'all this lady basically explains the process of how it is over there. I know we don't really care because we over here in America and that ain't affecting us, but like I told y'all before, this stuff will come, son. It'll be here before you know it. You know what I'm saying? It'll be here before you know it. Everything we do is literally under their construct. So I want to show y'all this real quick, man. This is kind of crazy, though, man. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. Everybody that catches the replay, man.
So the latest in this dystopian outrage that is now all of China, apparently, is I once again cannot buy food. A couple days ago, my uncle and my cousin helped me get a cell phone that is linked to a Chinese bank card so that I could buy anything. But now, apparently, it has been flagged for some reason, and I have to pass facial recognition identity verification, which is insane, because all I want to do is just spend my gift card balance on this debit card. Thank you. I can't believe I'm doing this. I have to open my mouth. Oh my God. Terrifying. Oh. And of course, because it was my cousin who set this up for me, I did not pass verification. I guess it's a good thing that the Chinese app is not racist. But now I once again can't buy anything.
So when you see stuff like that, don't be surprised, y'all. That's all I'm going to say. Don't be surprised. BP said, hey, Jay, put your email in the chat. If you can, BP, because I don't have access to the chat right now. If you can, BP, can you just drop that in the I got to get you a wrench too, my guy. Salute to BP in the building. Shice Black said, how much can you fight future change, though? Ain't nobody in charge with real plans. Yo, that's a good point, because it's like here's the thing. It's going to go this way regardless. You know what I'm saying? And like I said to the people, like, yo, you know, if you decide to push back against a lot of this stuff, you know, they will just hit that good old red button we always heard about that's in the White House. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of crazy, man. It, you know, looking at a lot of this stuff, it's kind of crazy, because how do you escape this communist way of living, like where we're all going to be getting paid the same salary, people will be telling on each other, you know what I'm saying? Social status will be gone, which is, it sounds good to most people, but for the most part, it's like, you know, yeah, there will be no difference. There will be no balance, you know. In places over there, you know, you got people that I was reading an article the other day, and they spoke about how over there, those people, they removing all of that flashy stuff from their form of Instagram. So let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can find it real quick. It's kind of crazy though, man. Okay, here it goes. Is this it? Let me get this right. Okay. All right, this should be it. This is it right here. Let me just get this up on the screen so I can show y'all this. It's kind of crazy though. And this is how they really want, you know, things to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? All right. So yeah. So over there they got a bootleg Kim Kardashian, and this person got kicked off of social media. All right, after imposing rules against showing off a lavish lifestyle. So, like, this stuff is not tolerated over there. You get what I'm saying? And he's throwing up the pyramid with his hands and all of this stuff. So, they saying, internet regulators have a new rule. Don't flaunt your wealth on social media over there. You know what I'm saying? The Cyberspace Administration regulates the internet. They previously cracked down on the country's social media influencers and celebrities for untrue content and tax evasion. Man, listen. So if you over there flaunting your lavish lifestyle, you basically like, they want everybody to be on this one way of living. This. Like, I've always heard stories about this communist thing, man. And it's crazy, like, how we headed towards this. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it may not affect us because we over here dealing with the nonsense. But think about it. Think about how celebrities are losing their star power right now. It's all a part of the plan. Everybody's going to be on one accord. Everybody's going to be doing the same thing. Everybody's going to get paid the same salary. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to believe that everybody will wear the same clothes. You know what I'm saying? It's getting to that point where it's that critical. You know, and then if you believe in certain things like the Bible and you know, Islam and stuff like that, they, you know, if you're not getting down with this type of mess where it forbids to you know, to partake in this Mark of the Beast crap, you know, then you basically be basically cut off. Your supplies will be cut off. You know what I'm saying? If you just say, yo, you know what, I'm following the word, I'm not getting nothing implanted in me, you know, how will you eat? If you say, I don't want this QR code involved in anything I do, how will you shop? Where will you go? You know what I'm saying? Then this is where people say, yo, you got to live off the grid. You know, and I truly believe that, man. Like, it's about time we get out of these cities, man. Like, these major cities, because it's places like this where they're going to start going first. You know what I'm saying? They're going to start putting pressure on these major cities first. And if you live in rural areas and you go to the city to get certain things, you're going to be SOL, as they say. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Shanta Baby said, not the same clothes. Listen, man, y'all laughing, but I ain't laughing, though. I'll be considered the enemy, and I'm okay with that, Mr. Blanco said. Yeah, same here, man. I'm not one for going along with the narrative. You know, I'm very skeptical on new things that are being brought to people's attention, you know, especially without any foundation behind it. You know, like, a lot of people don't understand that this is not, you know, something to be taken lightly, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, Malia 420, she said they gonna be 15 minute cities. Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact. That is a fact. You know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing, like, as days go on, I'm seeing that they're constantly building and building, right? As they said, build back better. What are you building back better? I thought everything was all right. What are you building back better? I don't understand that. But if you take a close look to that, you know, that's all with the BBB, which is, you know, could be 888, the infinity symbol, or 666. So the reason why them people use those terms is to basically code certain things, you know, to prepare for awareness. You know what I'm saying? If you got television people and politicians using the same lingo, I mean, come on now. Yeah, Latoya Logan said, this is why we have to prepare now. Grow your own and buy cheap pieces of land to prepare. Yeah, that's a fact. You know what I'm saying? Keep some stuff stacked away, you know, just in case. You know, and I don't want to fearmonger. That's not what we do here, but the truth got to be out there. Yeah, parks, run them up, Zoe. You seen that video. Yeah, parks instead of highways. Now, they saying by 2027, maybe I could talk about this without showing the clip. I don't want to. Maybe I'll show it. Let's show it real quick. But if you live in the California area, I just don't understand this right here, man. Like, I don't understand this. Maybe I can show it. Maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, probably not. Yeah, probably. I probably shouldn't show that. Yeah. But, if you live in the California area, they talking about turning the highways into parks by 2027. I mean, the highways and the parks by 2027. So you're going to cut off the highways. All right. And then it makes sense. Like I said, when we said a lot of these forest fires and stuff like that transpire and they blocking off the roads, they've already started that in Hawaii. You know what I'm saying? I don't even think they still have access to that land over there that actually took that hit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, things is getting critical, man. Let me see what y'all talking about in the chat. Yeah, Bronze Flat Power God said, hell is a mind frame. That's a fact too. You know what I'm saying? Life is what you make it. You know what I'm saying? Life is definitely what you make it. Bro, they are ruining my state of California, they said. Yeah. Just do a little research. Sometimes you gotta, you know, look for certain things. Let me see what y'all saying. Yeah, Aaron Irvin said, yeah, isolating people trapped in those cities. I don't know. Is there people still living over there? That's even more crazy because, you know, yo, this is wild, man. Instead of buying the next new Jordans, buy a book on how to grow food, defend yourself, etc. Yeah, man. At the end of the day, Think of why sneakers and shoes or gym shoes are actually a thing. It's to prevent you, you know, from getting certain energies that your body needs. You know what I'm saying? If you know the reason why, you know, concrete and pavement is basically here, you know what I'm saying? It's to prevent people, you know, from, how do I say, growing, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Naturally, our bodies rejuvenate from sunlight and energy, right? Which is through things like grounding. You know what I'm saying? If you know about grounding, is when you walk barefoot. You know, you got these shoes now, these Balenciaga shoes now with double soles and all of these expensive shoes with all of these double soles and all of this stuff and platform shoes. You know, they want you to get further and further away from being spiritually in line, all right? So they can have more control over you. This is the only reason why they're doing it. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have ways of tapping into certain energy like that, then, yeah, they can make you, your brain fried like an egg. You know what I'm saying? It just crazy, man. Salute to Malia 420 was popping. Yeah, they said, facts, our feet supposed to be in the dirt. Yeah, ley lines, they said, yeah. Eventually, y'all going to have to get away from the coast. There may be floods in the future. Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, everywhere we look, man, everywhere we look, it's always something. Let me see if I can play that video without getting in trouble. I want to show y'all this because, I don't know, people may think I'm up here talking. It's just a talk. Let me see how I could do this real quick. Cause I really want to show y'all this, man. Salute to everybody in the chat. Here you go. I think it's in this folder. Hold up. Let me see something real quick. Give me a second, y'all. Definitely gonna show y'all this. Alright, no, that's not it. Hold up. Alright, here you go. Alright, I found it, y'all. So look at this, y'all. I played this on my live a few years ago. And I kind of spazzed because I was like, man, people don't see this happening, man. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? That is crazy. I think this is it. Hold on. Let me just get it right real quick. Yeah. Alright. So let me pull this up real quick, man.
We meet for the 20th. I hope I will have the pleasure still. We meet for the 20th. I hope I will have the pleasure still to be invited for the meeting when we meet for the 20th Governance Summit. You will use the app like Uber, but not anymore to call some driver, but automatically guided car, a self-driven car, will come to your hotel or wherever you are and will bring you to the airport. No, Los Angeles is one of the cities with the heaviest traffic, who told me in 2030 Los Angeles will be private car driven free. And this will allow to transform highways into parks and other public spheres.
Now how they're gonna do this, I don't know, but to take your car and allow everybody, so if you got a garage full of old school cars, you will not be able to drive that thing. This is why the gas is up. You know what I'm saying? This is exactly why the gas price is up. You ain't even going to be able to afford to put gas in your car. They're going to make it to the point where everybody does not own no whip, son. You know what I'm saying? Gene88 said, bro, they are not notifying me. Yo, listen, man. If you not getting notified, man, make sure the notification bell is set to all, son. I don't know how many times I gotta repeat it, bruh. YouTube is not gonna do the job. I know if you subscribe to the channel, make sure the bell is set to all, bruh. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand. Just set the bell to all. If you see the subscribe button there, make sure it's set to all. That's the only thing I could tell you. If they not notifying you, it's something wrong with your device. I don't know. How about y'all try to turn your notifications for YouTube on? That might work. I don't know. How he's gonna turn, you know, highways into parks is beyond me. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But you know, these people is crazy, man. Last Man 47 says, sound like the movie I Robot with Will Smith. Yeah, that's a good point too, man. And it was like they was in a tunnel. It was like a tunnel. You know what I'm saying? It was like a tunnel they was driving in. And I remember they had an Audi vehicle that drove itself back in that movie. He did not steer that vehicle in that movie. So now when we seeing this Tesla and all of these cars, think about this new Tesla truck, right? Where are you putting the license plate on that thing? There's not even no place to put a license plate on it. You understand? So that should let you know in the near future when these cars become normalized, because they're going to become normalized, right? They're going to just identify you by certain things. You ain't going to have no... Welcome to the future, bro. That's all I could tell you. Welcome to the future. Klaus Daddy was a... Highways are falling apart with no infrastructure funding. Yeah, I agree on that. They said demolition man. Yeah, man. Thank you, Miss Malia. I appreciate you. Thank you, Miss Malia. Sinead Danae was popping. She said, I saw one the other day, and yes, there was a license plate on it. You saw a Cybertruck with a license plate on it? I don't know about that. Send me that picture. Because I could show y'all this new Tesla truck. And I'm trying to figure out how they going to put license plates on it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't see how they going to do that. And I ain't talking about the one that everybody getting. I'm talking about this other one. This mirror joint. Where's that mirror joint at? It's a weird looking car too. I said, how are they gonna put a license plate on this thing, man? Let me see, where is that? It's the newer one, not this. Is this it? Oh, here it go. Yeah, look at this, y'all. Look. Now they said this is not really him. It's his. It's not really. It don't really belong to him. But this is kind of crazy. Hold on. Let me just get this up here real quick. It's kind of crazy. Hold up. Where you putting the license plate on this, Sinead Danae? Explain that to me. I'll wait. Ain't nowhere to put no license plate on this thing. You know what this remind me of? This remind me of that when you go to Hibachi and they put your food in that box. You know what I'm saying? But this is this they troll with this. This is not Kanye's car. But look at this. How you supposed to get in this? Like, how you supposed to get in this? If this thing happened to catch fire, how do you get out of this? You know what I'm saying? Aaron Irvin said, yeah, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about that Cybertruck that everybody else got. I'm talking about this crap right here. You know what I'm saying? 1.3 million, only three made in the U.S. Let me read what y'all talking about. The license plate will be digitally encoded into the vehicle like a barcode, and it will scan by traffic cameras. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Last Man 47, thank you, sir. At least you get it, bro. At least you get it. Yeah, they said that's not even Kanye. Put the license plate on your back, Tactics TV said. How? Yeah, they chill vibe said it looked like an Xbox. Yeah, Lacey Lavender said they could keep that. Looked like it's from the 80s. I don't know, man. I don't understand this, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand. You know, but I honestly do, because now we moving towards newer technology. But they want things like this on the road. You get what I'm saying? They want vehicles like this on the road that take batteries. You know what I'm saying? So they can track everything. You know, carbon emissions and all of that, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, this is what I'm talking about right here. You can't put no license plate on this. You can't. You know what I'm saying? You can't. I want to play the video. Let me see if I could grab the video real quick. Cause they showed the whole video. Let me see. They showed the whole video of it, how it drives and everything. So let me play this real quick. I bet it's gonna let me do it too. Let's do this window capture. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. Appreciate y'all, dog. You know what I'm saying? Unbelievable, son. Unbelievable. How? Where are you putting the license plate on this, son? Where? Where are you putting the license plate on this? You know what I'm saying? Where? That thing got all kind of scanning crap in it. Yeah, they said remind me of Tom Cop. Yo, looks like a 3D kite. That was a good one, bro. Looked like a 3D kite, yo. Man, I needed that laugh, dog. It looked like a 3D kite. It do look like a 3D kite. You know what I'm saying? They said, somebody in their comments said, we're going to be driving air fryers now. This is what I'm saying. It's... You know, this is all programming, bro. You know, if they want to get rid of, you know, and there ain't no telling how fast this thing go, but they got this car going for $1.2 million. $1.2 million, son. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they said J. Cole want to buy this-ish. Nah, I don't think it was this one. He wanted to get the old model. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know what he was buying, honestly. Yeah. AC said, that's a moving PS5. Yeah, Big B, exactly. Exactly, Big B. You get it. You know what I'm saying? That tent street legal? Psh, unbelievable, bro. Unbelievable. But this is what I'm saying. Like, you know, with them telling us, like, by 2030 or 2027, people are going to be... you know, driving these vehicles or using apps like Uber and all of that stuff to get around, you know, you won't own your own vehicle. That's kind of creepy to me, because if it take you 6 years to pay off your car note and then finally you got to just turn your car over to take a ride sharing app, man, listen, man, that lets you know we doing all of this for nothing, son. You know what I'm saying? If this is what they really going to do, we doing all of this for nothing, son. You know what I'm saying? For nothing. You know what I'm saying? Total Recall Taxi. Bruh. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all for tapping in, man. If y'all want to join the Patreon, I just dropped the video on Nas. Salute to homeboy that been asking me to do a Nas video. I finally did it, dog. I finally got it. I probably, maybe I could do some editing. I probably won't put this on YouTube. Just off the simple fact is that, you know, it's certain music that I had to reference in this. So, yeah, I won't probably put this on YouTube. But if you would like, join the Patreon, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be dropping 3 videos a week for y'all. I got y'all tomorrow with another video. Definitely going to drop some knowledge for y'all, some valuable information. Like I said, once Patreon get the live stream in order, I'll probably get off of YouTube, bro. Like, I ain't going to lie. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably get off of there. You know what I mean? But, yeah, salute to everybody that joined the Patreon. Controlling us through the tech, too, man. We just talked about this. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I elaborated a little bit more in this video. So if y'all like, make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. The link is in the description below. I'm going to shout some people out before I go. Yeah, Niecy Brown said, I'm here for it. Kojo was popping. He said, everyone is a number. Everyone is a number, man. You know what I'm saying? Everyone is a number. Yeah, Ben Seller said, just saw a video on a portal. Yeah, that's crazy, man. Yeah, let me see. They don't want you to be able to be self-sufficient. So get out of the city. Get your land, grow your food, educate your kids at home. This is a fact. This is a fact. You know what I'm saying? If you're against what these tyrants are doing, you know what I'm saying? As far as with to the people, man, you gotta get out the way. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, you gotta get out the way, man. Let me see. Yo, Jay, that video, we could barely hear you because of the music on Patreon. Which one you talking about? The what's the name? This one? Alright, yeah, nah, it's all good. You know, sometime the editing, I don't know. I don't know. It'd be bad. Big B, Teslas are pretty much all over my town. LOL, everyone and their grandma has one. This is true. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, people gonna jump on the latest trend, man. That's what they gonna do. You know what I mean? Until they trapped inside of these cars and can't get out. You know, I showed y'all videos on that, man. Like, people trapped inside of their car and couldn't get out of that joint for hours. For hours. You know what I'm saying? Yo, BP, I got you, bro. I'm hit you, man. After. All right, man. So I'll be back tomorrow with some information tomorrow. What, Friday? I'll be back tomorrow. Y'all see YouTube is respecting the fact that I do one live each day. So that's what we do. We do one live each day. I might give y'all a live on Saturday. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, salute to everybody, man. I appreciate y'all for tapping in. Everybody that hits the like button. If y'all would like to join the Patreon, the link is in the description below. Everyone who donated to this live, I greatly appreciate